Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 20th of June 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So The Guardian has begun pushing its digital service and to the expense of its print service. It says that it has a digital-first strategy going forward. Speaking to Press Gazette, a Guardian spokesman said that the focus on digital was now the priority, with a number of resources being moved from print to digital. Well done, Guardian. It's the way of the future. And the New York Post is doing exactly the same kind of thing. However, it's doing it slightly more harshly. As of this morning, you will not be able to get the iPad to go through Safari and get to the New York Post website. They have blocked you. Whether any other browsers are affected on the iPad or not, it doesn't actually say, but they're trying to force you towards subscription models and using their services on the iPad. Any other browser and any other platform and you can get there. It's just the iPad. A UK student is facing extradition to the US over file-sharing allegations. He's a British computer science undergraduate called Richard O'Dwyer. He's 23 and went to Sheffield Hallam University. He had a site called TV Shack website, which had links to popular TV shows and movies up until November last year. He got a visit from the police and the US government last year, and they said, "Oi, sunshine, no." So he stopped doing it. However, the Americans aren't happy. They want to extradite him because here in the UK, any trial he faces would mean that he cannot be prosecuted because he didn't have any files, he only had links. Oh dear, Richard, it's not looking good. The BBC has issued a report that says that the tablet is the second TV in the home. No longer do you have to sneak off to your spare bedroom with a portable television and actually watch Come Dine With Me on a Saturday. You can now do it on your tablet. Ralph Rivera is the man who's pushing the whole story, and he brought up Steve Jobs' post-PC era. Oh, another convert into the cult of Mac. Sega is the latest video game producer to be hacked. 1.29 million users' data has been stolen from the London offices where they hold the Sega Pass website on Friday. It's bad, bad news all round. However, Sega have said, don't worry, your credit cards are not exposed. It's only your personal details. So that makes me feel so much better. And Lulzsec has said that it's been hacking all over the place. Through WikiLeaks, it said it's not going to reveal how much it's hacked. Do you think every hacker announces everything they've hacked? Well, we certainly haven't, and we're damn sure the others are playing the silent game as well as. In a terror campaign that they're raining down, it says, do you feel safe with your Facebook accounts, your Google Mail accounts, and your Skype accounts? What makes you think a hacker isn't silently selling all of these right now? You're just a string of characters with a value. Very true. Firefox 5 is out there. If you want to go and get the release candidate, then you can. It's down at mozilla.org. Its official release date is not until June the 21st, but if you want to go and get a play now, then you possibly can. There's loads and loads of support for CSS animation, and you won't see an awful lot different in the GUI, though, so don't expect to be wowed. Flare for iPhone has got a fantastic idea. It's going to shoot HDR video. Well, it's HDR in inverted commas because it's not true HDR, but they will shoot video that looks incredibly good and incredibly unrealistic. So if you want to have a go at it, then you can go and get it. It's only 99 cents or 59p, so I've downloaded it. I'm going to have a play this morning. And another fantastic gadget is out for the iPhone. It's the Air Guitar Move for iPhone. Now, these people need backing and funding. So if you give them $39, they'll send you a Move device and a piece of software that will run it. If you give them $49, you're going to get one in the first shipment. It's an electronic pick that plugs into the bottom of your iPhone and there's a dedicated app that goes with it. And when you twang your Air Guitar, it plays the real thing on the iPhone. Sounds wonderful. And finally, this is a story that really should send you a quivering. It's far worse than any terror organisation. If you're an Apple hater, you're going to love it. If you're an Apple lover, you're going to love it too. Apple has got more than $70 billion in disposable cash at the moment. Now, that sounds great if you're an Apple lover, of course. However, if you're an Apple hater, that means that they could buy Nokia, RIM, HTC and Motorola outright without even batting an eyelid. The chances are they could even get Samsung as well, who are one of the bigger ones. What's even more worrying is the fact that any four of those five they could buy all at once. Oh dear, that's not healthy. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back on Wednesday and Friday of this week with a roundup of the tech news as normal. But in the meantime, I hope you have a good day. Thanks very much for listening.